This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A South Dakota abortion rights group has collected enough signatures to advance a ballot measure to the November ballot. Dakotans for Health, the group leading the ballot effort, has collected the signatures of more than 55,000 registered voters, far more than the 35,000 needed. The group is seeking to place a proposed constitutional amendment on the general election ballot in South Dakota that would make abortion legal in all situations in the first trimester of pregnancy. South Dakota is one of 11 states seeking to enshrine abortion rights in a state constitution via a citizen-led ballot initiative. Women's reproductive rights measures are officially on the ballot in Maryland, New York, and Florida. Eight more states, including Nebraska, Colorado, Arizona, Arkansas, Missouri, and Montana, where signatures on petitions are being gathered now, are seeking ballot initiatives to guarantee women's reproductive rights. Florida's six-week abortion ban took effect just after midnight Wednesday, cutting off abortion access in much of the South. The vast majority of Florida's neighboring states have stricter restrictions on abortion care. More than 9,300 people traveled to Florida last year for abortions. The new law means Florida is no longer a place for abortion access in the South. In Florida, it is now a felony in the state to perform or actively participate in an abortion after 6 weeks gestation, which is about 2 weeks after a single missed period. The ban has exceptions for rape, incest, and human trafficking up to 15 weeks of pregnancy. State law also allows abortions to save a woman's life or to prevent substantial and irreversible physical impairment, but doctors still worry about their legal liability. Nine southern states have total abortion bans, and Georgia and South Carolina ban abortions after 6 weeks. So for people in Florida and elsewhere in the Southeast who want to end pregnancies, the closest options are now most likely in North Carolina, where abortions are allowed up to 15 weeks, and in Virginia, forcing women to travel out of state and many states away for reproductive care. An Idaho Falls man who was drunk, kicked a bison in Yellowstone National Park, got hurt, and went to jail, park officials said. Clarence Yoder, 40, approached a bison too closely on April 21st near the Seven Mile Bridge, 7 miles east of the park's west entrance. Yoder and another man, 37-year-old McKenna Bass, also of Idaho Falls, were drunk and harassing park wildlife. Rangers responded after a report of someone harassing a herd of bison and kicking one of the animals in the leg. They found Yoder's vehicle near the west entrance and stopped it in West Yellowstone, Montana. Yoder was charged with being under the influence of alcohol to a degree that may endanger oneself, disorderly conduct as to create or maintain a hazardous condition, approaching wildlife, and disturbing wildlife. The driver, Bass, was arrested and cited on charges of DUI, interference for failure to yield to emergency vehicles, and disturbing wildlife. Yoder's injuries were minor, and he was treated at a local medical facility and taken to Gallatin County Detention Center in Bozeman, Montana. Yoder and Bass appeared in court April 22nd and pleaded not guilty to the charges. Each violation can result in a fine of up to $5,000 and 6 months in jail. Yoder is the first person known to be injured by a bison at the park this year. The west entrance has been open just over a week. Officially, one bison-related injury occurred at the park in 2023, and three in 2022. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.